Unless you've been in airplane mode for the past week, you've probably heard about DeepSeek R1. If you haven't, please see my Sunday essay. In short, DeepSeek R1, an open-source AI model from Chinese startup DeepSeek, has shaken up the industry by delivering performance comparable to leading models like OpenAI's Reasoning Engine O1, its LLM GPT-4, and Anthropic's Claude 3.5 Sonnet while operating at a fraction of the cost. This breakthrough has sparked a debate: is DeepSeek R1 a preview of a future driven by algorithmic efficiency or an outlier that reinforces the dominance of brute force foundational models? By today's opening bell, the U.S. stock reacted, as markets do, to its interpretation of the issue. At the time of this writing, major technology stocks are facing substantial declines. NVIDIA's shares have dropped nearly 12%, reflecting apprehensions about the sustainability of U.S. dominance in AI. Other tech giants, including Microsoft, Meta, and Alphabet, have also seen their stocks fall by approximately 3% in pre-market trading. The NASDAQ 100 index has decreased by 2.8% and the S&P 500 is down by 1.7%. Financial pundits are saying that investors are beginning to question the substantial capital expenditures by U.S. firms in AI research, given DeepSeek's cost-effective approach. Importantly, I am not a financial advisor, and nothing in this article should be considered financial advice. If you are considering any type of investment, you should conduct your own research and, if necessary, seek the advice of a licensed financial advisor. That said, anyone who believes that they understand the future of AI, or its future computational requirements, is delusional. As with all things, the future will be a combination of every technique. Everything we know about hardware and software tells us that incremental improvement always includes a combination of algorithmic efficiency and increased hardware capabilities. People who sold their shares today believing that we've reached the end of hardware will get what they signed up for. That's how markets work. As always, your thoughts and comments are both welcome and encouraged. Just reply to this email. SPS. Today, January 27th, is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, marking the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the largest Nazi death camp. On the Hebrew calendar, the 27th of Nisan is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day. It marks the beginning of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943. On both days each year, I offer this account of my trip to Auschwitz-Birkenau to help ensure that we never forget. About Shelley Palmer. Shelley Palmer is the professor of advanced media in residence at Syracuse University's S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications and CEO of the Palmer Group, a consulting practice that helps Fortune 500 companies with technology, media, and marketing. Named LinkedIn's top voice in technology, he covers tech and business for Good Day New York, is a regular commentator on CNN, and writes a popular daily business blog. He's a best-selling author and the creator of the popular, free online course, Generative AI for Execs. Follow at Shelley Palmer or visit shelleypalmer.com.